Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. It happens every year in the middle of March. School districts up and down the state send out pink slips to tens of thousands of teachers that will never be laid off. State Senate Republican leader Bob Huff thinks the practice should be changed so that school districts can better understand their upcoming budgets before sending out layoff notices. The changes have been recommended by the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office, which reports that by making the layoff notice date June 1st instead of March 15th, the state and school districts will save millions of dollars. The LAO also reports that more than 78% of teachers who receive layoff notices in March are never laid off, and by changing the state law mandating the March 15th date, school districts will have more time to accurately understand their budget situation. Jennifer Budwig, a vice president and regional area manager for Redwood Capital Bank, will make the next presentation at Humboldt State's Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research. On Tuesday at 5:30 in the Native American Forum on campus, Budwig will examine the potential impacts of the legalization of marijuana and the effects on the local economy. Budwig's research has already shown that money from marijuana has partially filled a gap left by the collapse of natural resources businesses in the region, and that the underground marijuana economy has enormous effects locally. Budwig will analyze both short- and long-term effects of legalization and provide estimates for the annual gross dollars that the marijuana industry generates. The Democratic Party's supermajority in the state Senate has been temporarily lost with the news that State Senator Michael Rubio from Fresno has resigned his seat due to family health issues. There are now three vacant Senate seats in the state Senate with Rubio's resignation. The two others were vacated when those state senators won congressional seats in the House. That leaves Democrats with just 26 Senate votes, one less than is needed for a supermajority, and it will derail, at least for now, attempts to amend the Coastal Act or raise taxes. Rubio was one of Sacramento's leaders in proposing changes to CEQA regulations to make them more developer-friendly. The California League of Conservation Voters has issued its scorecard for lawmakers on issues surrounding environmental and public health issues. Not surprisingly, Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer scored 100% on the scorecard, while Congressman Mike Thompson, now retired, graded out at 97%. Overall, 18 of California's House members scored higher than 90% after being evaluated on how they voted on 35 bills in Congress, and Feinstein and Boxer voted on 14 pieces of legislation in the Senate. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Driving on the North Coast can be a dangerous task at times. Weather conditions can change rapidly, leaving roads wet and slick and adding to the chance of a traffic collision. Weather is outside of our control, but many other distractions that occur behind the wheel are very much in our control, including the use of cell phones. Last year, the California Highway Patrol conducted a two-month-long crackdown on distracted driving in Sacramento, targeting drivers talking or texting while driving. Thousands of drivers were issued tickets, but the concern remains, as CHP officer Chase Adams explains.
I say texting more than cell phone these days. People, whether or not you're at a stoplight or a stop sign and you take that break to send the text or receive your text or whatever the case may be, the problem is, even if you're stopped, I see commonly I'm next to somebody. I can tell they're texting. Light turns green, traffic starts going, and they're still looking down.
And you don't have to be moving to be distracted.
They see out of the peripheral traffic's going, they start going without looking back up at the road, and that doesn't account for pedestrians.
Paying attention, and more importantly, keeping your eyes on the road, are more important than a text message. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.